Londoners woke up to something of a shock this morning. A 20-foot whale had swum up the River Thames past the Houses of Parliament. Rescuers are trying to persuade the whale to head back out to sea, but so far without much luck. NPR's Rob Gifford is in London.
In amongst the bomb threats and the tube strikes, there's nothing that quite stops traffic in Britain like a bit of stray wildlife. And when it's 20 feet long and weighs about 7 tons, so much the better. At 8:30 this morning, a man commuting on a train into London telephoned the Royal National Lifeboat Institution and said he sensed something fishy, or mammalian, was going on in the River Thames. "I might have been hallucinating," he said, "but I think I just saw a whale." As it turned out, he had, and soon half of London was heading to the banks of the river to take a look for themselves. Newscopters scrambled, traffic stopped, and wildlife experts lined up to tell the media all about what turns out to be a northern bottlenosed whale. It's native to the northern North Atlantic, and experts say it was perhaps following fish around the Thames estuary when it became disoriented. It's certainly a long way from home, nearly 40 miles upstream, and the experts are concerned that it may not be able to find its way back on its own. It hasn't yet been given a name, though one observer suggested Big Ben, as the whale, clearly something of a political mammal, swam close to the Houses of Parliament. It soon had a police escort, and veterinarians are remaining on standby. An expert at the National History Museum said this was the first sighting of this kind of whale in the Thames since records began in 1913. The whale confirmed suspicions that it was an upper crust type when it headed further upstream to Chelsea, but it then got stuck in shallow water near Chelsea Bridge. Three men waded into the river in their clothes, hitting the water to persuade it to swim off, which it did. A very low tide is expected in the Thames tonight, and experts are concerned that Britain's new Prince of Wales could become beached again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.